You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The National Party is proposing a set of tax cuts should it get into government next year. These cuts would index tax brackets to inflation, but also reduce the overall tax burden on top earners in particular, raising many concerns about a similar scheme which was recently walked back in the UK. For my weekly catch-up with National MP Dr. Shane Retty, I asked him about the tax cuts, as well as a call he's put forward as the party's health spokesperson to increase free breast cancer screening up to the age of 74. I first asked what exactly the tax scheme entails and how it will help New Zealanders who are struggling through the cost of living crisis.
So the core heavy lifting to the tax policy proposal is the indexing of the tax bands to inflation, because what happens here is as wages have gone up, people, including those who are the most vulnerable, have been shifted, as their wages have gone up, have been shifted into higher tax brackets. But in fact, because their wages have gone up, it's just kept pace in real terms with inflation, and yet they're now pushed into a higher tax bracket creep. And so the core, the heavy lifting to the tax policy is to index the tax brackets to inflation. And we know that that will put more money, disposable money in people's pockets, which will make a difference so that they can make the choices as to how they would wish to spend their own money.
Given that it entails a drop of billions in government revenue, how would such a scheme be financed?
So what we know is that if we give people more money, that we increase turnover and productivity in the economy, and that in itself, just that lift in productivity will generate more revenue by itself. That, as well as we know that the tax take has been bigger than expected recently. There was a $9 billion uptake in this past week that was a little unexpected by economists. But we have every confidence, and we will bring forward a fully costed manifesto prior to the election, that this will not only be affordable, but will improve productivity, and more particularly, put more money into people's pockets.
Aside from, let's say, increasing the amount that people need to earn to get into certain brackets, what is the rationale behind dropping the top tax rate for already high earners?
So, again, the heavy lifting is done by the indexing the tax brackets. Removing the top tax rate, it was something that was part of the whole policy rollout. And again, it talks to that general theme that if we put more money in people's pockets, that there's the opportunity to increase productivity, to purchase assets, manufacturing equipment, capital equipment that generates more revenue. And so the linkage there is that we give people the opportunity to increase revenue generating activities, if you like, is the thinking behind that.
We've recently seen the UK find itself in quite a lot of financial trouble due to seemingly similar tax cuts, and eventually led to the proposal being walked back. Do you think it's wise to try this in New Zealand, given the potential, as the IMF warned, that it could lead to an increase in inflation and inequality?
I think we've heard Chris Luxon talk to this extensively. It's vastly different, and indeed, as have the media, a vastly different situation between the UK and here, and what our proposal is compared to what the UK proposal was. Our proposal is a much, much smaller share of GDP. So it's not really comparing apples with apples. So no, we don't have that concern.
Some people would express concern about this sort of policy being a kind of trickle-down economics, is the term used. How do you address these concerns of trickle-down economics and that being, you know, whether or not that's a viable strategy or what it is?
So we want to focus on outcomes, and whatever we need to do to improve people's productivity, to improve their health outcomes, to improve their personal safety through law and order, to improve their opportunities through education. If we focus on those outcomes and then look at what policy positions and strategy positions we need to take to sensibly, reasonably, in a fiscally responsible way achieve those outcomes, that's how we're going to approach our campaign manifesto and our governance role if we're privileged to be governance government next year.
Moving on, last week you announced that National would extend the free breast cancer screening up to 74 years of age. What does this mean and how would it help with cancer prevention?
So unfortunately, New Zealand's fallen behind the rest of the world in extending the breast cancer screening age. A number of other jurisdictions, Australia, Canada, for example, they routinely breast screen for cancer up to 74. Currently, we stop at 69. And so we've fallen away from best practice across the world. What we know is that breast cancer is the cancer that most commonly affects New Zealand women. It's the most common cancer in New Zealand women. We know that every day, nearly 10 New Zealand women are diagnosed every single day with breast cancer. And we know that, unfortunately, two a day die of breast cancer as well. So it has huge, huge impact. And what we know is that if we extend that screening age, we are likely to prevent around about 65 deaths per year, or detect another 65, is a better way to put it, 65 positive breast cancer mammograms every single year. And that's a trade-off that's worth doing. What we had to look at and what we've needed to check is that the infrastructure is there to do these extra breast cancer screens. And we need to imagine that what it does over a lifetime is it takes a New Zealand woman's mammogram screens from 18 to 20. So it adds another two screens up to the age of 74. And we've been reassured that by the 50,000 backlog that COVID created in breast cancer screens, they've actually eliminated almost half of that in 10 months. So there is capacity in the system. But even so, to do the 28,000 extra mammograms that ourselves and the Breast Cancer Foundation are projecting in year one, we would start with 8,000 mammograms and then ramp it up to the full 28,000.
Why is there an age limit to free screening? Is there any kind of drop-off in the usefulness of detecting it early as people get older?
So what we know is that at this end of the age spectrum, there's a higher incidence of breast cancer. And why there is an age barrier full stop is quite simple. It's a physiological and anatomical condition, in as much as that in younger age groups, there's a lot of dense tissue. It's very hard to get a mammogram that's positive. You lose sensitivity. You can't see the shadows that show breast cancer in the breasts of younger women because of the fibrous tissue. And so that's a significant factor as to why there's an age limit at that end. And as you move past the 74-year-old age group, the incidence of breast cancer falls away as well, which is why most countries, and now like we're proposing we will do, have a screening time frame that picks up the vast majority of breast cancers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.